But then some had girls who never wore dresses and played with boys' toys and games and never thought anything unusual of it. So why were we so disturbed about Jerry? He'll likely outgrow it as the girls will. Somehow I wasn't so sure. I never outgrew the proclivity. Pam wasn't helping. She continued to buy Jerry girls things. She thought it was fun, the stuff being so cute. Jerry loved them. I'm not sure whether because they were just new items or because they were girls' things, and he continued to wear them and slowly began to act very effeminate while Pam encouraged it. My threats of doing girls' chores no longer worked. He jumped right into the tasks at the mention of it. I think Pam was allowing this to happen as her way of getting back at men. She had made me into a woman. Now she was doing the same to her son, and I was helping her. For Jerry's 5th birthday party, we invited the neighbors' children and their nannies, of course. Jerry was now wearing girls' things frequently and behaving accordingly. Since all of the other children were girls, he fit right in with them and they played together so well. He was receiving no male role model support, certainly not from me. Trying as hard as I could, well, not too hard, I couldn't prevent Jerry from wanting to be a girl.